It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 19. We're going to begin reading with the 8th verse, so please turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 8. That's where we're going to begin reading today. So as you do that, what I'd like to share with you, this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Hope that that was enough time for you now to open your, to have your Bibles open. And again, when we begin reading here at Exodus chapter 19, I'd like to as well share with you that if you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. And our website is parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so I would love for you to visit or to write to us. Either one would be great. Exodus chapter 19, now beginning to read with the 8th verse. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. The Lord said unto Moses, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever." Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. The Lord said unto Moses, "Go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Be ready against the third day, for the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people unto Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that ye go not up unto the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. It shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount." And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, "Be ready against the third day, come not at your wives." And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. The smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Let the priests also which come near to the Lord sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them." And Moses said unto the Lord, "The people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, Set bounds about the mount and sanctify it." And the Lord said unto him, "Away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break through upon them." So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Let's begin with prayer after we've read God's precious word. Thank you, dear Father, for the day that you've given us. We praise you and honor you with all the goodness that you show towards us. It's such a joy, dear Lord, to walk each day with you and to enjoy that time together. Please, dear Lord, that you'll give us this time today to spend with you. We will do as the people of Israel are to do. They're to set their lives apart, aside, and listen to you. Concentrate on you. Put the things of the day away, the things of tomorrow, the things of yesterday. Put them aside so that we can just meditate and fellowship with you, dear Lord, today, to learn what you would have us to do and to be. Please, dear Lord, today, that you will show us your way and will. please, dear Lord, we ask that you touch the hearts of the lost today. If they have listened to these programs time after time, every time we have talked about the saving grace that you give us, we talk about how that you need to come by faith to you, Lord Jesus, and be saved. We talk about how that your Holy Spirit, that he will touch your heart, convict your heart of sin, and open up the way of salvation, directing you right to you, Lord Jesus. And then all we need to do is believe. What a wonderful gift. But I hope it's not just all talk. I hope there's some action. I hope you have trusted in Jesus Christ today. I hope that you know him as your personal Savior. And then the walk just begins, a wonderful walk of life. Please, that today that be the way. Please, today. Listen. I ask that we all listen to you as we speak and fellowship with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We looked at these words here in the last couple of times that we've been together, and we spoke of how that they were so quick to say, "We will do." So quickly they announced, "We will do." And you know, we're kind of the same way. We kind of jump right in there and think that we can do it. We can take care of it immediately. There's nothing that God would ask us to do that we can't do. Well, the problem is that we are of no power. We cannot have our sins forgiven in any way unless it is through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so we begin as we look through and find that the people were very quick to make a statement. They should have thought about it a little longer. They should have answered from their heart, not from their mind. Because their mind says, "Sure, God, you give us the directions, you give us the orders. It'll be easier if we have them written down. Then we can just keep them." It's not that easy, because we cannot keep God's word. That's a sad statement, but we're a sinful flesh. We just cannot keep it. And so we need a Savior. We need someone that can take our sins away. So please, I ask that you do come to Jesus today if you have not come to him. Stop just being the talk, but let's begin to have some action here. Come to Jesus. So we find that after he had went to the people and the people had told him, "Yes, we will," then Moses returns up to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever." Now, the purpose that God was going to speak, he could have just spoke to Moses only, but he wanted there's some authority in behalf of Moses. And so he said, "You gather the people, and when I speak to you, all the people will hear. Then they will know without a question." There was no question that it was God speaking. And so we find them all gathered together, and then God gives them some direction here. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go unto the people, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes." And that's kind of what we had last time we were together. And so we need to do the same when we come before the Lord to come into his house. We need to be prepared. We need to be, as the 11th verse says, and that's where we're going to start today, be ready against that third day. Be ready. We don't come before God ready. We don't come before God sanctified. We come before God in a hurry, in a kind of a rush, and we don't give a thought to preparing our hearts to come before a holy God. And we find in the 16th verse there, at the end of that verse, "So that all the people that was in the camp trembled," the scripture says. They come before the Lord with fear and trembling. And that's because there's sin. And we should come before the Lord the same way. And we should come prepared. I would hope to think that you have spent time in God's Word with him before you come to the house of God, whether it's Wednesday night or Sunday night or Sunday morning, that you would come prepared, that when we come together, you would get a special blessing. What a revival would come to the church today if we would come prepared, if we would come ready. If you spend some time, you know, today, Saturday night's the day that you stay out late at night, and that way when you come Sunday morning, why, even if you do get up early, you're still dopey. You're tired. You're exhausted from staying out the night before. Maybe you ran around Friday night and Saturday night both because you had ball games to go to and activities to go to and go out with your friends on Saturday night. Now here comes Sunday morning. I don't even know if I'm going to make it to Sunday school because, you know, it's just such a burden to get up so early. Well, I'll tell you what, you better watch what you're saying. If you think that you can treat God in such a fashion and get any kind of blessing or response from Him, you're sorely mistaken. Because God demands, God calls us to come before Him prepared. And He promises that when we come prepared, then there'll be blessings. It may not be financial blessings necessarily, but there will be blessings. Always blessings will come your way. Over, you know, the pot, the basket will be full and it'll be running over if you'll come with a prepared heart waiting upon God. Come with this fearful heart. Come trembling before Him as you come to hear the Word of God and let God speak to you as we come together as a body of believers. Oh, you talk about revival. If every church, it's a Bible-preaching, soul-winning church. I'm not even talking about the liberals. I'm not talking about the cults. I'm just talking about the churches, and there's just a handful of them. There's not many left that stand solely upon the Word of God. But if you would come and come prepared, there would be such a revival in this land, in those churches, in this nation, in your family, if you would come, Father, prepared. If you would come, Mother, prepared. Children, if you would come to the house of God, prepared. Most people come late. They don't come prepared. They come late. Don't expect to hear from God. Don't expect to receive a blessing from God. These people were to sanctify themselves. They were to separate them, their minds and their heart away from the daily business. They were to spend these 2 days in prayer and meditation. They were, as it says, call them to be ready to hear the law of God. Be ready. That's what 11th verse calls them to do. Our thoughts must and our heart must be not wandering through the things of the day. Our thoughts and our heart should be set upon the things of God. And the only way that our hearts and our lives can be set upon the things of God is if we have spent time with Him. And particularly on those days that we're coming into His house to be together with other believers. Oh, come expecting a blessing, but come prepared, come ready. I just ask you, I plead with you that you change your ways and change your life. Stop going out on Saturday night. Start staying home on Saturday night so that you can wake up early Sunday morning, earlier than normal, and spend that time being prepared, getting ready to meet your God. And I'm not talking about just the dress that you wear. I'm talking about that your heart being prepared, being ready. You know, let them be ready. Our thoughts, our heart must stop wandering off into the things of the world. The 10th verse also said, wash your clothes, be ready. Let's come before the Lord as a clean vessel. As a clean vessel. Oh, today, please, that we do the same, and you'll see revival. You want revival in your church? You don't need some special speaker, some special preacher come in. You just need to clean yourself, cleanse yourself, set your life as a life of godliness. But it comes simply, very easily, one day at a time. It comes coming, being prepared to be with the Lord. Be ready. That's what the 11th verse says. And that's where we're going to start today with this 11th verse. Be ready against that third day, because He said, I'm going to give you 2 days, and then the third day I'm going to call you forwards. The Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai, and thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about. Now that's a little different than we have today, because a believer in Jesus Christ if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know, you can come right to the throne of God, having boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ, Hebrews 10:19 tells us. What a wonderful opportunity we have to come before the throne of God. We can do that because of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice upon the cross of Calvary. We can do that because Jesus Christ rose again, and He is our intercessor at the right hand of God the Father right now. We can come right to the throne of God. These people couldn't. That's a different dispensation. That's a different time. That time is a time of the law, and they had a law. Don't cross the line. If you cross the line, you're going to die. I am a holy God. I am a just God. Here's the line. Don't cross it. We find the end verses here. God sends Moses back down, and He says, you know, you need to go tell those people not to cross the line. Moses says, I told them. They're not going to cross the line. God says, you get back down there, and you tell them if they cross that line, they're going to die. You see, God knew the heart of those people. He knew that when they said, we're going to do everything you say to do back in the 8th verse, that they didn't mean it because it was all in their head. There was nothing in their heart. They should have thought about what they were saying, and they should have said, oh, dear God, we can't do what you tell us to do. We want to, but what we want to do, we can't do. So please, please, dear God, that you'll show us your way and will. Please, dear God, that you'll help us to walk each day with you. Oh, but dear God, we can't keep it. But instead of that, they says, we'll keep it. And that's kind of the way people answer today. That's kind of the way people come to church. They say, sure, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to learn something. But you come rushing in instead of coming ready. You come late. And when you come late, don't expect to get the blessings of God. You wonder why that you're not hearing from God. You're wondering why you have so many struggles in your life. It's because you're not spending time with your Lord if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. So we find that God drew the line, and He told Moses, He said, you draw a line in the dirt, and they can't cross it. They come to the edge of the mount, but no further than that. And we must always come before our holy God with fear and trembling. And the reason we do that is because, again, of our sin. Our sin. As born-again believers, the sin is still there. We have our sins taken away as far as the east is from the west, as far as God's concerned, but He didn't take our flesh away. And so the old flesh still desires to do those old sinful things and do those live in that sinful way. And we do. It's not that the desire is just there and we don't do it. We live in that sinful way. And so when we come before a holy God, even though our sins are wiped clean completely, we still should come before Him with such a great reverence and such a fear, because He is a holy and just God. And so here we find that there is a distance to be kept in the dispensation, the time of the law. There is a time, because the law says do this, and if you don't do that, you die. That's what the law says. So here we have the line. We have one of the first rules set right here. Here's the line. Don't cross it. And again, we have the opportunity to come right to the throne of God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we find in the end of this 13th verse, it says that at the beginning there, there shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. Oh, when the trumpet sounds long, a call to worship. Have you ever thought about that as you've read that verse of Scripture before? It's a call to worship. It's a call to the preaching. It's a privilege these people were going to have. God could have just spoke to Moses, but He didn't. He spoke to the people. And He spoke to Moses, but He allowed the people to hear. He drew the line, but He allowed enough room for all to come and all to hear. What a wonderful opportunity these people had. What a privilege they had. The people will be allowed to hear God when He speaks to Moses. There is a date to this date, by far, this is the largest preaching service that's ever been. To have 2 to 3 million people come to the edge of that mount to hear the preaching, not only of God's Word, but God preaching, God proclaiming His Word, God giving the law. As He gave it to Moses, the purpose is that the people would hear, and they would know that when Moses spoke, that he was definitely God's man. That he had heard from God, because God was not speaking to the people. God was speaking to Moses, but he was allowing all the people to hear. What a gathering. What an opportunity these people have to hear the audible voice of God. To hear that. To have the pre-incarnate Christ speak. There was no speaker system. There was just the voice of God. And the voice of God, it was so evident that it was God that there wasn't one that questioned it. We have here that the thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Just the sound of the trumpet. And you know, when Jesus returns, the trumpet sound, it says the trumpet sound. Many times the Word of God uses that word to call folks. Here He's calling them to worship. He is calling them. He's told them 2 days before to get ready. And then He says on that third day, be ready. Have your clothes washed. Have your heart cleansed. And you come to hear from Me. And I will speak to you. And so the voice was given. That opportunity was made. And the call was made. And again, when He calls us home at the rapture of the church, and that time can't be far away, but the trumpet sound and those that are dead in Christ will come out of those graves and receive their glorified bodies and be going unto the Lord to meet Him in the air. And we that are alive, if we're still alive, then we will have an opportunity to immediately receive our glorified bodies and meet the Lord in the air. What a day that'll be. We need to be ready. Be ready against that day. We need to be ready for His return. These people were commanded to be ready to meet with God, to hear His voice. And again, what an opportunity. Never has there been such a sermon preached. Never has there ever been such a day as this, that such a multitude came together and heard the Word of God as He come to speak. The sad thing is that He's coming, and they don't even know it, but He's coming to speak judgment because He's giving the law, and we can't keep the law. The law means certain death. He even tells us as they were told not only to come, they were drawn a line of where to come at the mount. Moses went down from the mountain to the people, and He sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. This is in verse 14. They're preparing. He said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Don't even go into your wife. That means that don't have normal the relationship with your wife even. That don't have that, because I want you to totally, totally be thinking of Me, set upon Me. And that was His call. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. They trembled as this announcement of the call to worship came. And verse 17, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the neither part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke. It was engulfed in this Shekinah glory cloud, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. You think about this. Was there any question that this is God? No. You know, today you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Is there any question that he was God and yet fully man? No, there's no question. He is our Savior. Please come today to him. And so we find now that the mount even quaked greatly. The people trembled. The voice was there. The mount was engulfed in this smoke and the fire was evident. There was no question of the strength and the power and the authority of God. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down. I thought he just called him up. He said, go down. Go down. The problem is going to be here that the people are going to break through unto the mount. What did it say up here in the 8th verse? We will do whatever you call us to do. The Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. Let the priests also come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth unto them. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mount and sanctify it. The Lord said to him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron, with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto the Lord, lest he break forth unto them. So Moses went down to the people and spake unto them. We're finding here that in the 20th chapter, we're going to see what was said. God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That's verse 2 of chapter 20. We find that as Moses was on the mount, as the people were hearing God's word, they kept crowding closer and closer. God knew the heart. God knew where every individual was, and God desires that none perish, not one. And so he had to send Moses back down, and back down quickly. And Moses said, why do I have to go back down? I have told them, here's the line. They won't cross it. God knew the heart. Moses is a man. He expected the other men, women, and children to listen and to be obedient. But God knew their heart. God knew that they were not going to listen. And God knew they were just going to crowd closer and closer, and they were going to cross the line. And when they crossed the line, death was certain. And see, it's the same way today. God knows the heart of man. And he knows that man crossed that line. And when they cross the line, and we've already crossed the line, we're born in sin. And we need Jesus Christ as our Savior. And if that line has been crossed, death is certain. So we need to know. Moses thought, they're going to listen. Moses said, they know. They're not going to do that. God said, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're going to be disobedient to me. They're not going to listen to me. And they're going to come across that line, and some are going to die. And again, what did I just say? God desires that all shall live. All should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Everyone. And so he sent Moses back down to stop them, that they would not perish, because if they crossed the line, they were going to die. And then he says, and you come back up. Bring Aaron with you. But the priests and the people, they need to stay down there. And again, Moses said, no, they'll be fine. God says, get down there. Before one dies, we need to get out the word of God. We need to tell people the truth. We need to tell them that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and Jesus Christ was buried, and Jesus Christ rose again on the third day, and Jesus Christ is the right hand of the Father today, alive. We serve a risen Savior. Please today that you trust in him. And that's God told Moses, get back down there before they cross that line. Well, I'm telling you today that you have crossed that line. You're dead in your trespasses and sins, but if you're still breathing, you got a chance to come by faith to Jesus. So, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?